This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Former state lawmaker Troy Hebert, an independent candidate for U.S. Senate, is suing to halt the debate LPB and the Council for a Better Louisiana are putting on next week.
The million-dollar criteria, I just can't see how it's constitutional.
He takes issue with the criteria for participating, polling 5% in a nonpartisan voter survey and raising at least $1 million in campaign funds. Cable President Barry Irwin says with 24 candidates in the race, some sort of limits need to be imposed.
There is no way that we can, I think, conduct a meaningful forum or debate that's helpful to the public unless we can have some criteria that kind of gets the size more manageable.
Hebert's premise is that LPB's parent organization, LEADA, is a state agency which receives state money to operate.
This is public dollars that are setting the criteria that are excluding so many candidates.
A decision is expected today, which may include halting the debate altogether, or requiring Hebert and two other candidates be included. LPB President Beth Courtney says the suit alone is troubling.
This is certainly has a chilling effect on doing future debates. We feel it's very important to have an informed citizenry to make a democracy work, and we'll be doing the best we can to work within the constraints.
Hebert says he hopes LPB and Cable will discuss a compromise, such as removing the million-dollar fundraising requirement.
The fight has never been about putting Troy Hebert in a debate. The fight is the argument that we cannot allow criteria such as requiring $1 million to taint our electoral process.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.